Okay, folks, English program here. Yes, time to continue, William Tell. Don't forget, you can contact us as always, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, and also on the old Twitter-oony thingy, twitter.com/englishradio. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Right, moving on. It's time for William Tell. The story of William Tell. For 22nd of July. One cold autumnal, I love that word, autumnal evening, the blaze of the cheerful fire which the wife of William Tell had kindled on the hearth, against her husband's return, gleamed through the rude latticed casements of the cottage window. The earthen floor of the humble dwelling had been freshly swept. A clean cloth of the matron's own spinning was spread on the homely board, which was garnished with wooden bowls and spoons of the most snowy whiteness, and a kettle of fish soup. Oh, my goodness. Fish soup. Oh, dear. With herbs, was stewing over the fire. Some flat oaten cakes designed to be eaten hot with butter. Oh my goodness, now I'm hungry. The fish soup put me off a bit, but oaten cakes hot with butter. Oh, we're baking on the hearth. Is a hearth or hearth? I never know that one. The babe was sleeping peacefully in the cradle. Two or three of the other little ones, weary with the sportive play, had been laid in their cribs. Henrique and Louis, two lovely boys of 5 and 6 years old, having promised to be very good, I do promise, if allowed to sit up till their father's return, were watching their mother. See, today they'd be watching the television, but there we go. Who was employed in roasting a fine fat quail. Oof, my goodness, I prefer the biscuits. Which their cousin, Lalotte, who had arrived at the discreet age of 14, was doing something, which I haven't got a clue, spinning the string by which it was suspended before the fire. I haven't got a clue what that involves. I'd be sitting there sort of playing Monopoly or something. Mother, said Henrique, if my father does not come home very soon, that quail will be done too much. What then? Asked Lalotte. I was thinking, cousin Lalotte. That's a silly name. Can we change it? Is Lalotte a boy or a girl? I'm not too sure. Okay, Lalotte is going to henceforth be known as Gregory. Okay, Gregory, right. Okay. I was thinking, cousin Gregory, that it would be a pity for it to be spoiled after you and mother have taken so much pains in cooking it. It smells good. Oh, fie. You greedy child, you want to eat the bird which is cooking for your father's supper, said Gregory. If I were my aunt, I would send you to bed only for thinking of such a thing. You're not the mistress. You are not the mistress, cried the sturdy rebel Henrique, and I shall not go to bed at your desire. But you shall go to bed, young sir, if your cousin Gregory tells you to do so, said his father, who had just entered during the dispute. Alack, cried Henrique, turning to the other brother, if we had only been patient, Louis, we should have tasted the nice quail and heard all the father's news into the bargain. There now, see what you have lost by being naughty children, said Gregory. So Gregory is a girl. Okay, well, Georgina then. It's going to be called Georgina. As Georgina led the offenders away to their bedroom. Thy father's news is not for thy young ears, my boys, murmured William Tell as the door closed after the unconscious children. They were asleep, they'd gone, forgotten all about the quail. And there we shall take a break, and I am going to do my best to also forget about the quail and the fish soup and focus on those oaten cakes with the hot butter. Lovely, lovely. This is the English programme.